She looked up into his eyes, and it was then she realized the full extent of his curse. His body was still fully erect, his brow covered in sweat. How could he stand to watch her climax again and again, knowing he himself couldn't? Her only thought, her love for him, she sat up and kissed him. Julian pulled away violently. He sank to the floor, writhing as if he were being beaten. Terrified of what she'd done, Grace slid off the bed. "I'm sorry," she said, reaching out to him. "I forgot." He whirled on her then, his eyes that strange, horrible dark color. Julian trembled as he fought his madness down. It was the fear in her face that finally succeeded in calming him. He moved away from her, as if she were poisonous. Grace watched as he used the steps to her bed to push himself to his feet.
"It's getting worse,"
he said, his voice shaky. Grace couldn't speak. She couldn't stand seeing him in pain, and she hated herself for pushing him over the edge. Without looking back at her, Julian gathered his clothes and left the room. It was several heartbeats before Grace could move again. When she finally found the ability to stand, she went to dress. She opened the top drawer, and her eyes fell to the box that contained the handcuffs. How many more days would they have before she lost him forever? Chapter 14. The next few days were the best of Grace's life. Once she got used to Julian's rule of no kissing and hot, intimate touches, they fell into an easy relationship that amazed and delighted her. She spent her days at work, often meeting Julian and Selena for lunch, and her nights lying in Julian's scrumptious arms. But with every day that passed, the knowledge that he was going to leave at the end of the month cut her all the more. How would she be able to bear it? Though the subject was never far from her mind, she refused to bring it up again. She would just live for the moment and worry about tomorrow when it arrived. Saturday night, they met Selena and Bill at Tips in the Quarter. Though more touristy than the original Tipitinas, it was Zydeco night, and she wanted Julian to hear the music New Orleans had made famous. "Hey," Selena said as they approached the tables in the back. "I was beginning to wonder if you were no-shows." Grace felt her face flame as she remembered what had kept them. One day, she was going to learn to lock the bathroom door when she bathed. "Hi, Julian. Grace," Bill greeted. Grace smiled at Bill's plaster cast, which Selena had painted with fluorescent colors. Julian inclined his head to Bill as he held a chair out for Grace, then took a seat beside her. As soon as a waiter came over, they ordered beer and nachos, while Selena kept the beat on the table with her hands. "Come on, Lane," Bill said, his voice testy. "We better dance before I kill you over that incessant noise." A little envious, Grace watched them walk off.
"Would you like to dance?" Julian asked.
She loved to dance, but she didn't want to embarrass Julian. There was no doubt in her mind that he had no idea how to do a modern dance. Still, it was incredibly sweet of him to offer.
"That's okay."
He didn't listen. He rose to his feet and held his hand out to her.
"Yes, you do,"